But I don't understand. How did the elephant get its trunk?
Ah, that's complicated.
And the leopard its spots. And the rhino, where did a six skin come from?
Just like your dad, too many questions.
But do you know the answers?
Huh.
She does know why a baobab tree was planted upside down.
Do you?
We stuffed it in the ground the wrong way round.
Well, do you?
Children, of course, I know why home sweet home is shaped like so. I'll tell you the name of the animal to blame.
Baobab.
The baobab bungler.
Baobab.
Made an awful blunder.
Baobab.
But can you guess, I wonder, just who was the baobab bungler?
Was he a monkey, some kind of hog?
No.
A wacky old ostrich? Or a loopy frog?
No.
Was it a zebra?
A nutty giraffe?
No.
Or maybe a screwy old rhino who wanted a laugh?
Now, my dear leverette, no rhino I know planted that tree.
Morning, Coney, I'm sorry.
Baobab, the baobab bungler.
Baobab,
who made his awful blunder.
Baobab,
we can only wonder just who was the baobab bungler.
Must have been a creature whose mind was mad, whose brain lacked cells, whose eyes were bad.
Was he drunk?
Idiotic, totally psychotic.
Just who was the baobab bungler?
Long ago, Mother Nature gifted every beast a tree. Said, go plant that, make the world a lovely, shady place to be.
But the baobab bungler couldn't care less. The tree she gave him didn't impress. He tossed it away without care, and it landed roots in the air.
Children, hide for your lives. It was someone much meaner, with eyes sharp as knives and senses much keener.
What a nasty demeanor.
Can you guess who it was?
Hyena?
Hyena!